Following is transcribed.
The Treasury Star Parade, starring Amos and Andy. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Baker, with David Brookman and his chorus, Gaylord Carter at the organ, and a special presentation for the Treasury Department by two of the most beloved characters in American life, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll, as Amos and Andy.
Did you call me, honey?
I didn't know you were standing there, Daddy.
Well, this is not your daddy. This is the Sandman speaking, notifying you official that tomorrow is almost here and it's high time that you are sound asleep.
I'm trying to sleep, Daddy. When is Mama coming home?
Oh, Mommy is going to a Red Cross meeting tonight, honey. She'll be home soon. Now, say your prayers, darling.
I did, Sam, Daddy.
Oh.
I even set him a day ahead for tomorrow night.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, close your eyes, honey. Growing children need a lot of sleep, you know.
I won't talk anymore. Daddy.
Well, what is it this time, honey?
When will Uncle Andy be here?
Oh, not for some time yet. Now, don't you worry about it. See, I don't have to leave for the defense plant until about 11:30 tonight.
I like Uncle Andy. Is he really my uncle? Or is he like Uncle Sam, everybody's uncle?
Well, now listen to Papa or Adela. I promise you, Mama, that you'd be asleep by 9 o'clock.
Can I stay up till Uncle Andy gets you? Can I, Daddy?
Well, now, it's getting late, honey, and now...
Oh, I bet that's a knock. I bet it is.
Yeah, well, I'll answer the door. This is earlier than I was expecting, Andy. You get back in bed now, honey. Well, come on in, Andy. How is you there, son?
Fine, fine and super fine.
Yeah, you was early, ain't you?
Yeah, I is early. I figured on stopping by to see my gal, Cecilia, on my way over. Then I remembered that I got this appointment to watch Arbadella, and I didn't trust myself.
How you mean, Andy, you didn't trust yourself?
Well, you know how that lovey-dove stuff is, Amos. You get so busy holding some gal's hand that you forgets all about the hands on the clock.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And when you start that mooning and spooning, why, the march of time done slow down to a waltz.
Yeah, really, waltz around slowing up.
I know you'd be worried, too, if I was late, because I know that you gotta get to work at that defense plant on time.
Yeah, 11:30, I'll leave you.
So I just say to myself, I say, quote, Andy, Cupid can wait, unquote.
Cupid can wait, yeah. Well, sure it's nice of you, Andy, to help me out like this tonight.
Oh, it's nothing, son, nothing at all. Oh, say, by the way, I met a fella at the hamburger stand tonight that's got a brother flying in the Air Force.
Oh, sure enough?
Yeah. He done read me a letter that his brother writ from way down in Panama. This right here is the envelope that come in.
Oh, he give you the envelope as a souvenir or something, huh?
Well, I asked him if I could have it.
Yeah.
I heard you say one day that your little girl has got a stamp collection, and I figured that maybe she'd like to have it.
Oh, wait a minute, Andy. I think Arbadella is still awake. We'll show it to her. Come on.
Yeah.
You still awake, darling?
Daddy.
Well, look what Uncle Andy brought you, honey.
What, Daddy?
It's a stamp. A stamp from Panama.
Yeah, for your collection, Arbadella.
Panama? Oh, will you please get my stamp album for me, Daddy? It's in Mama's drawer.
Yeah, she got a fine collection, Andy.
I already have a few stamps from Panama, but I think this is a new one. Thank you, Uncle Andy.
Oh, you're as welcome, honey.
Mommy says that stamps are good to collect. She says that stamps tell the story of the world.
Yeah, they sure does.
Well, here's your stamp album, darling.
Thank you, Daddy. Now, let's see. Where did I put in the Panama stamps?
Well, I'll turn the pages for you.
Yeah. Say, look at that. That's an awful pretty stamp right there. That orange-colored one, look at that.
Which one, Uncle Andy? Oh, yeah. You can't get those now. It's from Czechoslovakia. And that's not even a country anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, what is this fancy one here? That one there that say belly cue on it or something?
Well, that's from Belgium.
Yeah, this whole page here, Andy, is Belgium stamp.
Yeah, wait a minute. How can this one here on the bottom be a Belgium stamp? It's got a swastika on it. You has got this on the wrong page, Arbadella.
Mommy says lots and lots of stamps have swastikas on them now. When a country is defeated, the invaders don't print new stamps. They just print the swastika on top of the old stamps.
Yeah, guess that's on account of the paper shortage.
Here's a pretty one right here, Andy. This one is from Holland.
Yeah. Well, look at that. It got a windmill on.
And behind the windmill are the dikes.
The which?
The dikes, Andy. You remember the dikes? It had a lot about them in the newspaper.
Oh, yeah, sure. Them is the things that the Dutch opened up and flooded their land so the invasion would be slowed up.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. My, look at that. Sure is a lot of country has been gobbled up.
Yeah, sure is.
Mommy says there's 14 just caught in Europe.
Hey, Amos, look at this one.
What's
that? It's a Potsda Polska on it. Potsda Polska. That must be a secret code or something.
Mommy told me that one was from Poland.
Yeah, that's right. I remember Poland, yeah.
But it looks more like American to me, except for the funny words on it. That picture in the middle is Mr. George Washington.
Yeah, that's who it is, all right.
George Washington. Yeah, who is these other two gentlemen on the sides?
And their names are underneath. I can't read them, though.
Let me see. This one is P.U. Pulaski. And this one over here is Koskis.
I knew about him, Andy. That's Kosciuszko. He was a famous Polish general who helped out the United States during the Revolution.
Amos, has you been reading books or something?
No, but I learned about the Kosciuszko when I used to drive a taxicab, Andy.
Yeah, well, don't tell me that this year Kosciuszko, whoever it is, was a passenger of yours.
No, but there's a street in Brooklyn named after him.
Oh, how you know they didn't name him after the street in Brooklyn?
A man told me, one time I asked the man why they gave that street such a long name, and he told me the whole story, and I never forget it. Mm. He said that one time Kosciuszko befriended America, and America has always felt a debt of gratitude to Poland.
Yeah, and before things is over, America is going to show them what gratitude is.
Yeah, certain people in this old world are going to find out that you can build a wall big enough around the country to keep the people from getting out, but you can't keep a wall going up and big enough to keep liberty from getting in.
Will our American stamps ever have swastikas on them, Daddy?
Well, that all depends, darling. If we win this war, free men everywhere will have their own stamps, their own flags, and their own religion.
If we lost the war, would they let me keep on collecting stamps?
Well, if enough of us collect the right kind of stamps, darling, the war is not going to be lost.
Well, which kind should I save, Daddy?
Well, I wasn't going to say nothing about this, Arbidella, because I wanted to surprise you and Mama. But I got the right kind right here in my pocket. Here it is.
Oh, yeah. That's them defense stamps I've been hearing so much about.
Yeah, I got 31 of them. That's $7.75 worth. Now, when I can build that up to $18.75, why, we can get a bond.
Yeah, I think I'll get me one of them books.
Me too, Daddy. I can put my other stamps away until after the war. How long will the war be, Daddy?
Well, nobody can tell you that now, darling. But every one of these defense stamps anybody buys will help make the war shorter. Well, now, Andy, if you go out in the living room and turn on the radio, I'll tuck Arbidella in bed.
Okay. I'll see if I can get the 10 o'clock news. Good night, Arbidella.
Good night, Uncle Andy.
Well, honey, sleep tight, my darling.
I will, Daddy.
Now, when you get up in the morning, be sure and wash good behind your ears like Mama say. And if you want anything, why, just call Uncle Andy.
I will.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
Any news on the radio yet, Anna?
No, but a funny thing, Amos. There's a program on here now all about what we was talking about. All them invaded countries and everything. Listen to it, son. They is playing the Greek national anthem now.
His Highness King George of Greece has promised...
The glory that was Greece is not dead. It only sleeps. The spirit of Grecian freedom will be reborn. And out of the darkness and pestilence, my people shall rise again.
Philippine National Anthem.
Now my own, my native land, Philippines, my Philippines, to thee I give my heart and hand. Philippines, my Philippines.
His Excellency, President Quezon of the Philippines.
Today, my country squirms beneath the heel of Japanese aggression. But my people have not lost their courage. We know that the beacon which shall guide us to liberty will spring not from the rays of the rising sun, but from the torch in the statue in the harbor.
The Czechoslovakian National Hymn. President Banish of the Czechoslovakian Republic.
Wherever a man lets freedom perish, there a part of that man himself lies dead. Part of your freedom died the day that Czechoslovakia fell. More of it died with each succeeding Nazi victory. What's left of freedom anywhere can live only if you win this war.
President of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, has said,
"For many years, in my private life, I have been a stamp collector. I have added many valuable and rare stamps to my collection. However, the most recent addition is the one which I prize more highly than any of the others, the De Vent stamp. It is the one stamp in the world, the value of which will not be determined by its rarity."
The one stamp in the world, the value of which will not be determined by its rarity.
The one stamp in the world, the value of which will not be determined by its rarity.
The one stamp in the world, the value of which will not be determined by its rarity. America, America, God shed his grace on me.
Yes, sir, and get your share of them, because war savings bonds and stamps are the most valuable items in the world today. They represent your share in liberty, in democracy, in freedom, your share in the four freedoms, freedom of speech and religion, and freedom from want and fear. Have you answered your war bond quota call? If you haven't, do it now. It calls for at least 10% of your total income invested in war savings bonds and stamps. 10% or more of every dollar you earn. Remember, every dollar you invest in war savings bonds, you are investing in the future of your country. It's your country. Keep it yours.